In the middle of talking about a turkey in Orlando who was living at the church because he wanted to be saved.
Oh.
When you called. So.
Oh, my apologies.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I know that you're a turkey farmer from Mike Yorty and Sons Incorporated, and I'll tell you this farm-to-table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer, from world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals. DuPont Pioneer is with you. Do any of the turkeys ever plead with you, Jason, and say, please save me?
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay. They're ready to go for Thanksgiving. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Jason, your background, your education, and a little bit about your farm and business.
Yeah. Background is I grew up here in Morton, Illinois, went out to college at ICC, and then over to ISU, studying agribusiness, a little bit of ag engineering and some economics, and ended up at Caterpillar right after college and then landed back on the farm. My idea was maybe after college I'd come back and go to the farm right away, but my dad said to go out and get a real job for a little bit and then come back to the farm. So that's where I'm at presently. I am working on the farm and, working with turkeys every day.
I was not aware that we had a big turkey operation around here.
There are a few, actually.
Oh, really?
In Illinois.
Very good. Well, tell us the history of the business. I'm guessing you're one of the sons with Mike Yorty and Sons.
That is correct. We traced it back, and I'm about a fifth-generation turkey farmer. So our family's kind of been doing this for years and years and years. But starting with my grandfather, really, that's a lot of the history that I know. I've got to talk to him about it. And he started out just kind of doing, our family was doing the production thing where we would raise them and we would sell them to the consumers. And then he had an opportunity to start raising commercially. So he went that route and shut down the plant and started raising commercially. And since that transition, that's what we've been doing through my father's life and then now through what I'm doing as well.
So what is your role on the farm?
What I do is I manage the day-to-day turkey operation and help out, obviously, with the crop side as well. But, that entails creating feed for the turkeys, walking the birds daily, assessing the turkeys, figuring out kind of if there's any health issues or not, and how to fix problems, basically.
Was that a turkey I just heard?
That's a phone.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like a turkey.
Sounds like a turkey a little bit. Now, I know nothing about raising turkeys. Are they smart birds?
That's a good argument. I would say yes and no. Some people say that when it rains, turkeys look up and they drown. I don't believe that to be true. I think they are smart. They are very, very alert birds. They notice the smallest things in the shed. Case in point, if you take a flashlight, it's always lit in there, but if they see just a brighter light on the ceiling, they kind of freak out about it. So they're very aware of their surroundings, but they are a wonderful, wonderful livestock to raise.
So how long does it take to raise a turkey to market weight?
Typically, it is 19 to 20 weeks, and market weight is roughly 44 pounds, and that's pretty typical. But with the avian influenza that has gone through, the industry has kind of changed a little bit to try to help out with the shortage. So birds are going to market a little bit earlier, maybe a week or so earlier, just to kind of keep the industry running.
Yeah, that was a scare that we had over this part of the country. What methods do you use to keep the birds healthy?
A lot of this starts with biosecurity. There's a lot of rules and regulations for our farm, just kind of keeping the traffic down. And so it starts with biosecurity. The next thing with raising a turkey is obviously keeping a great environment, and you walk in the barn, and typically those barns are within 3 degrees fluctuation. And a lot of times those barns are a nicer environment than my house. The water is very clean. It starts with biosecurity, and then you create a great environment and provide the essentials, good air, good water, and good feed.
So, Jason, if I wanted to serve a Yorty turkey on Thanksgiving this year, do you sell them and market them under different names, or does it say Yorty on the package? I mean, how do you market and sell these things?
Yeah, so our cousin is the Yorty Turkey Farm, and then Mike Yorty and Sons raises commercially. We help each other out from time to time, but if you are wanting to buy a Yorty turkey, you would go to the Morton store and obviously walk in and buy one. But they also, I believe their website's yortyturkeys.com. You can go on there, and they have online ordering as well. And it's a that you cannot beat fresh turkey. I will say that, and there is no way to beat it. You cannot beat the taste.
Man, well, I'm looking. You've got me hungry for tomorrow already, Jason. I am ready to go for turkey season, and it's nice to know you can go local if you'd like, and you always know who's raising it, and that's a very important thing. So,
absolutely.
Jason Yorty, our guest from Mike Yorty & Sons Turkey Farm in Morton, Illinois, and this has been the Farm to Table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And, Jason, I'd like to wish the Yorty family a very happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure you guys will have plenty to eat.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks a lot for the time.
You betcha. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1247 here, WJBC, WJBC.com, with the Jimmy John's Noon Report.